Fabulous. Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. It's very exciting to see you all. Very exciting to celebrate Christmas. I'm just going to welcome Holy Spirit. So we just welcome you, Jesus. We welcome you by welcoming Holy Spirit. And I just pray that you come and invade our hearts. Lord, we were singing about a weary world. And I just want to pray that you just release joy and take away any weariness. And God, I can hear loads of coughing going on. So I just pray for a blessing of healing, just to be released. Come and do these people lots of good, Lord. Amen. So I'm doing the talk. Did I volunteer? No. Did my husband suggest? No. He told me I was doing it. So anyway, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So yesterday, instead of celebrating, I was like, oh, I've got to do a talk. Anyway, putting that to one side, when I was thinking about it, I had this little analogy I want to say about Christmas Day. It reminded me of country dancing. Bear with me. Anybody, when they were little, had to do country dancing. It was the only bit of sport I could do, so I really enjoyed it. So, you know, your old do-si-do. And yesterday came into my mind, I might have made this up, Circassian wheel. Does anybody remember that? Anyhow, superb. Thank you very much for that. So, but what I felt God was saying to me is, I can't remember the names of the dances, but I can remember a song. Excuse me. No. Where it went. Bear with me. I want to be with you. Oh, no. I want to be near you. You're the one, the one, the one. Does anybody remember that? I want to be near you. You're the one for me. Yeah. Hey, who joined in there? Thank you so much. Thank you for that. And I just felt like God was saying that Christmas is an absolute demonstration that he wants to be near you. He wants to be with you. And it's just, I love that phrase, Emmanuel, God with us. And that's, I know it's Emmanuel all the time because of Jesus coming. But I really wanted to say, like today, I feel like what God is wanting to release in us is an amazing belief, revelation, reality, living in the reality that God is with us. God is with us. So I have three boxes, as you may or may not have noticed earlier on. And in one of them is a present. Just one of them. So I've got a nice... it's a bit heavy. No, you're all right. And I've got a very helpful husband now. so I've got three presents. And I'm wondering if there's somebody under the age of 10 who would like to come and tell me which... Come on down. Come here then, young man. Now, would you like to just tell everybody... Excuse me, I better be good. He's got a gun in his hand. So it's a bit worrying. What's your name, young man?
Bradley.
Bradley. Well done, Bradley. Now, which would you like to open? Which do you think's got the present in it? The goldy one? Go for it. Let's have a picture of what it's been like for Liz this morning. Come on, rip, tear, get some aggression into it. Come on, turn it over. Rip, yeah, that's what I like to see. Fabulous, have a rummage. Is there anything in there? No, I know. What a horrible woman on Christmas Day. Have a couple of chocs just to cheer yourself up from that nasty, nasty woman. Oh, yeah, fabulous. Well done, Bradley. Little round of applause for the man. So, anybody under the age of 12, tell me who it was who made the mistake of thinking that when they realised a child had been born, that, okay, he's the king of the world, so he must be in a palace. He must be in a wonderful palace, and I'm going to go to this palace, and I'm going to find this baby that's been born in a palace. Anybody know? My word, what do they teach him in Sunday school? I have no idea. No, nobody know who went searching, followed a star. Oh, hang on. Thank the Lord for Liz Munger's family. All I can say. Let's say your name.
Connor.
Connor, come on, Connor.
It's the kings and the shepherd.
Fabulous. It's the wise men, the kings. Absolutely. So they went to the palace. But the amazing thing I was thinking about with Jesus is he didn't go to a palace. So he didn't choose privilege. He didn't choose position. He didn't choose power. He didn't choose servants because he came to serve. And, you know, if you're in a palace, you're distant, aren't you? You're still distant. So he didn't want in any shape or form to be distant to us. So he wasn't found in a palace. So I've got two, parcels here. Anybody under the age of 12? Oh, we've got a young man who's been dedicated today. Would you like to come over? Do you want to come on your own? Are you brave enough? Fabulous. I think we know what your name is, but do you want to say again?
Kyle.
Fabulous. Which one would you choose, Kyle? Go for it. Right, let's see Kyle on Christmas morning. This is a little... Have we had a lot of... When did we get up this morning? Around 7? Oh, for goodness sake. What's going on with kids nowadays? It should be 5. Anybody up at 5? Yeah, come on. We've got one or two. Fabulous. Right, get some aggression. Give it some welly. Rip, tear. Oh, my word. Fabulous. Anything in there? No. Terrible, isn't it? Have a couple of sweets. Couple of sweets. Have another one. Fabulous. So, fell for my wicked and devious plan. Very, very good. So, you know what? I was thinking, this only leaves one, doesn't it? Anybody worked out that the present might be in here? Okay, anybody under the age of 12 got a birthday in April? No? Anybody under the age of 12 in a birthday in April? Fabulous. Do you want to come on down? Let's see. Is he coming? No, he's not coming. Is Dad coming? He pretends he's under the age of 12. Yay! Round a little round of applause. Fabulous. Oh. Woohoo! Okay. Woo! Fabulous. So, the reason I've got this box here is not just because, okay, yeah, Jesus was born in a stable somewhere really poor, but the reason I've got it, because what was grabbing my heart was that Jesus not only chose the humble choice of poverty, obscurity, insignificance, just being in an ordinary, poor, poor place, but he actually chose to live inside a person. Yeah, he chose to, I can't get my head around it, but he chose to be human. So you think about that. And Mary was literally pregnant with God. She was literally had God inside her. And what was striking me was that every single day, God is making the choice to live inside you and live inside me. And that is the amazing thing about Christmas. He so wants to be near us, with us. He's choosing all the time just to be in ordinary people like you and me. So, okay, anybody under the age of 18 can find me Hebrews 4. Anybody got Bible? Anybody got phone? Anybody... If you found it, run up to the front, please. Help me out. I haven't got my Bible with me. Shame on you, Debs. I heard that intake of breath. Anybody? Nobody here in this whole entire church got Hebrews 4. Am I going to have to rely on my husband? Come on. I'll never live it down. Have we got somebody at the back? Hang on. Are they brave enough? I can't be beholden to my husband after he's made me do the Christmas talk. Have we got somebody here? Have we found it? Hebrews 4?
Caitlin,
come on, Caitlin. Should have found out what number it is I want. Moving, scrolling up a bit. Oh, you've got it in some sort of he hath and this, that, and the other. Have you got it in an ordinary doodah? Hang on. Okay. Mm. should have found the verse number, Debs. Why is it that when you look at somebody else's Bible, it doesn't look the same? Here we are. Fabulous. So, and
Emma? Okay. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are. Yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
Come on, round of applause. Unprompted bit of reading of the Bible. Yeah. So we have Jesus who chose to live inside someone. So he knows what it's like to be tired. He knows what it's like to be hungry. He knows what it's like to have to work for a living. He knows what it's like to be hated and rejected. He actually knows what it's like to live in a family. He knows what it's like to deal with sibling rivalry. We are coming to somebody who really knows what it's like to be us. So Christmas is this amazing reality that God is with us, Emmanuel. And I'm thinking about the Christmas carols. One of my favourite is O Little Town of Bethlehem. And I don't know anybody else ever, when they were a kid at school, had to do hymn practice. Anybody apart from me do hymn practice? So, and in our school, these two people need to come more often from Geordie land and join us because they relate into me with the old country dancing and the hymn singing, so that's good. So in our school, every year from year seven up, everybody had a different descant that you did to a different carol, and we all had to have practice. And we learned that punctuation was extremely important. So I noticed this. So in ours it was... we sing, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. But when I was a kid at school, we learnt, where meek souls will receive him, pause, still the dear Christ enters in. So this is the story of Christmas, that whenever we allow Jesus in, he comes right in. He wants to make his home in our hearts. So my challenge to you for Christmas is, what would your life be like if you really, really genuinely believed that Jesus is inside you? Because that's the Christmas story. And I was thinking about that, and I want to say two things. One, I think we'd live a wider life. Because do you know what Jesus was like? Every single day, when he got up until he went to sleep, he looked for people to love, and he looked for people to do good to. And it says in Acts, he went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. And he wants to do that through you and through me. He wants us to be about the Father's business. And the other thing I thought is we would live from a place of rest. You know, because it's not about me and about me trying to do it. It's about Jesus living through me. And him doing it. And the results are not up to me, they're up to him. So I want to declare that this is a year of Emmanuel, God with us, yeah? And this will be a church that will be pregnant with Jesus, that will be full of Jesus, will be obsessed with Jesus, will be in love with Jesus, and we're going to become brilliant at allowing Jesus to live through us. And I was thinking of a very simple thing we could do each day, to say, firstly, I am chosen, yeah? I am chosen. I have Jesus living in me. And then, Jesus, what do you want to do through me today? Yeah, just those three little things each day. Jesus, I'm chosen. I honor the fact that you live in me. What are we doing today, Jesus? Yeah? Would be really good, wouldn't it? So I'm just going to pray for us. And hand over to the wonderful Mr. B, otherwise known as Mihabi. So, Jesus, we just want to honor you. We want to praise you, the Savior of the whole world. Thank you for the reckless love that sent you to be a tiny baby so vulnerable and to grow up and know what it's like to be really us. And I want to thank you that you're Emmanuel. You live with us and you want to live in us. And I want to pray for a grace to touch every heart, that we would make more and more room for you, Jesus. And we would rise up knowing Jesus lives in me. He has chosen me and he has chosen to live in me. And I want to pray, God, that that does something in us this year, that this is a year where we really know that we know that we have God with us and God inside us. So I just pray your blessing on each heart right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.